As you know, it's December, and that means in Chicago and pretty much everywhere, it is Nutcracker season. And some local groups are presenting this holiday classic ballet with a twist. WBEZ's contributor Hannah Edgar has our story.
It's one of the Nutcracker's most beloved scenes. The battle between an army of gingerbread soldiers and larger-than-life mice. The Hyde Park School of Dance does that scene a little differently. In this Nutcracker, the battle becomes a dance-off. Sometimes the soldiers win, sometimes the mice win. Those are hip-hop dancing mice cheering for one of their own, 11-year-old Inara. She's danced as a mouse for 3 Nutcrackers now, so she might be a little biased.
I think mice should win, and also I think soldiers get an advantage because Drosselmeyer literally gives Clara the Nutcracker. That's literally a big advantage.
14-year-old Alana is on the other side as a breakdancing soldier. She says the competition between the two sides can get pretty intense.
Your friends tell these people and you're chatting and then like, oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they're like being really like aggressive and sassy and it's like, oh, whoa. Because you can't really be like sassy when you're a soldier because you're like a piece of wood.
All right, so.
Meanwhile, in Evanston, the Robert Crown Community Center has a tradition 50 years strong of presenting that showdown on ice. During this Saturday morning rehearsal, 18-year-old Lorenzo Alano was focused but sleepy. The day before, he'd been in Kalamazoo, Michigan, competing in U.S. figure skating's Midwestern sectionals.
And I was the senior men sectional champion, first time ever.
That brings Lorenzo one step closer to qualifying for the Olympics. In fact, he was leaving the very next day for a totally different competition in Estonia. Some members of the cast, like Lorenzo, are competing at skating's highest levels. Others are still in grade school. Lorenzo has been this production's Nutcracker Prince 5 years running.
My favorite part is the fighting. I think that's exciting. Like, I try to make it fun for the audience to watch.
A third Nutcracker is unfolding a mile east at the Music Institute of Chicago. This Duke It Out Nutcracker trades between the original classical score and a jazzy reimagining by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Here's Kevin Harrison, operations manager of the Music Institute.
You have these two juxtaposed styles, and that reflects itself in both the music that's performing, the dances that are going on. You have everything from traditional ballet to tap and to jazz and even some cabaret.
Erica Anderson plays the oboe. She's participated in this jazzy Nutcracker since it first got started more than a decade ago.
For me, every performance is always my favorite performance. I don't know, people just love the show, and I do too. It's just the full circle of the musical experience.
Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.